Nesechti b'metzia daf lamed ches, three lines on the top of daf lamed ches and manal vet the new mishnah, and the mishnah states hamafka peiris is a chaveri. If Ruvin deposits peiris by Shimon, that Shimon should watch them. Afidu hinavudin lo yigaben, even if they will become ruined. And for example, either mice are eating them or they're becoming spoiled and moldy. So the Tanakama holds that Shimon should not touch them and should not go and sell them. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel, like that, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues on the Tanakama, and he says that Shimon should sell them in front of Bezdin in order to make sure they're selling them for a proper price, and this is because as if he's being Meshav Aveda to the owner and he's making sure to preserve the owner's property. And some Rishonim learned that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you should sell them, it means that you must sell them, and some say that he has the right to sell them, but there's no chiyuv to sell them. And the Gemara begins, my taima, what is the reason of the Tanakama? And the Gemara brings two reasons. Rav Kana states, Adam writes, Bekav Shaloi, Yoyisim Yitish Kav Shachaveri, a person would rather have his own kav that he toiled over and that he produced more than 9 kav of his friend, and therefore he'd rather that Shimon doesn't sell his payers, and even though he will incur a loss. And as Rashi says, kav shaloi chaviv v'lov al yidei sha'amol ben, v'kav sheyishar lehamem, hu reitzim mitisha gav m'shachirim, sheyikah p'dmeim and mimachrim. And the Gemara brings a second reason, as Rav Nachman ba Yitzchak amar chayshina shema ason hamafkid trumo maisa al makom acher, that the Tanakama states that Shimon should not go and sell these payers, as we have to be chayish that maybe during the period of time that Reuven was mafkid these payers by Shimon, he had other payers in his house, and he said the payers that are by Shimon should be truma and maisa on these payers, and therefore at this point these payers are truma and maisa. And as Rashi says, these payers that are now truma are also to be given to a zar. And even though according to most Tanoim maisa rishon can be eaten by a zar, but the Gemara is just stating this then, even according to Rameya, who holds that maisa rishon can only be eaten by Levium and not by Yisrael. And I in the top taisu is, how can we say Shema son Truma Maisa al Makam Acher, if Reuven is not next to his payers, and we know that a person doesn't take off Truma, Shaloi Min HaMukav, and as Rabbeinu Tam states, Hikshu Rabbeinu Tam, Vichinech Shadu Chaveim, Litrein Shaloi Min HaMukav, Kedar Min Parakalagat, U Parakam Min Achulin, Gabriel Meya Shachal Ala Shal Yarek, Vaim Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says that in Chinami, generally someone won't do that. However, Hacha Gabi Bekadid, and Toilin Bechashashim Wadda, Shaloi Yigabem, that were toiling in a small chash, and that's why we say they shouldn't go and sell them, Vichashin and Shem and Be'er Shabbos Tarim, even in a case where the person was a chava, then maybe he took off Truma Shloim Min HaMukav as it was on the Erev Shabbos, and he took it off Shloim Min HaMukav where it's Shari, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechet Yevamos. And then he says, Inami Nichle L'chav D'Levit Yisur Zuta D'Hainu Shloim Min HaMukav, that a chava would rather do a small Issa, and therefore he'll be Tarim Shloim Min HaMukav in order to make sure that the peers that he has in his home are Masukin. And our Gemara continues and will ask a question on the reasoning of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, as Meisvei, I'll ask you a question from a Braisa. The Braisa states, exactly like our Mishnah says, Hamafka Peiris is Chaveri, Afilu Hinavudim, Hareza Leigaben, which is like the Tanakama of Mishnah. And then the Braisa says, Lefikach, and therefore, Balbais Isais and Trumo Maisa on Malkam Acher, since we know that Shimon will not go and sell these Peiris, therefore, in a case where you're allowed to go and be Terim Shalem and Amukha, for example, on Shabbos and Erev Yontiv, Reuven has a right to go and make these Peiris into Trumas and Maises, and he doesn't have to worry that potentially they were already sold, and therefore, his Peiris that are in his home are not yet Masukin and are still Tevel. The Gemara points out, Bishlam Rav Kahana, Hainu Tanin Lefikach, according to Rav Kahana, it makes a lot of sense that since we said that it's us to go and sell these payers because other merits of Kavshloi, Yosef Tisha Kavim Shechaveri, and therefore Shimon will not sell these payers, it makes sense that the Brisa will now say, and therefore we have it in that the Balabais, Isai Sentrumo, Maisa, O Makam Achar. However, El Rav Nachba Yitzchak, Mai Lefikach, according to Rav Nachba Yitzchak, this is actually the reason why we said that Shimon can't sell it, as we choshish that maybe Reuven went and made this Truma Maisa al Makam Acher by the fact that the Braisa says Lefikach, it's Mashmar, that this is a Pearl Yotze, and this is not the reason. And the Gemara answers that in the Chanami Hachikama, this is what the Braisa meant to say, Hashad Am Rabbanon Loi Nazbin the Chishinon, that since the Rabbanon already said that Shimon can't sell these payers because we worried for a small Chashash, as Taisus mentioned, that with Toilim the Chashashim Huates, we have a small Chashash that potentially Reuven went, was Terim Shalom and Amukav, and he was made a Truma Maisa al Makam Acher. Therefore, we said that Shimon can't sell these payers because we have to be choshish that maybe they're actually truma and he's selling it to a zar. Lefikach bal bayis isayis truma maisa al makom acher. And therefore, at this point, even lechatchila, Reuven can go and use these payers that he was mafkid by Shimon to make them truma maisa al makom acher. And the Gemara continues. Rabbi Bechana says the name Rabbi Yechon. Machlekes bechrei chesroinon. The machlekes in the Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is only in a case where the rate of spoilage is based on a normal rate of spoilage. However, if Shimon sees that these periods are spoiling at a rate which is more than the normal rate of spoilage, then even the Tanakhama holds that Shimon should immediately go and sell them in Beis Din. And Rashi points out, how do we know what the standard amount of spoilage is? Zok Rashi, kederach shatvois, kemoi Shimon first b'mishasenu, as we will see on daf memanav, l'chitam l'iris, tisha chatzoi kabon l'kor, that the standard ratio and rate of spoilage for wheat kernels and for rice or millet is 9.5 kabin for a kor, and that is a rate of 2.5% per year, as we will see on daf mem, and the Mishnah over there will speak about other items as well. And I intended to maschal machlekes b'chdei chisreinen, that from Rashi it's mashmo that the only time that the Rabbanan and Rab Shimon Gamliel argue are only in a case where it's exactly spoiling at the rate of spoilage as mentioned on daf mem. However, if it would be less than that, then even Rab Shimon Gamliel would agree that you can't sell it, and if it would be more than that, then even the Rabbanan agree to Rab Shimon Gamliel that you're allowed to sell it. And Taisus doesn't feel that it makes sense to say that the Rabbanan and Rab Shimon Gamliel are only arguing on one very specific case, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues to explain this memory of Rab Yechon and Rab Nachman Yitzchak Vade Pliga, that certainly Rab Yechon is being chaylik on the reason for Rab Nachman Yitzchak, because Rab Nachman Yitzchak said that the reason why we don't allow you to sell it is Chashin Hashem Asana Mafke Chuma Maisa Malkamacher, and the Rabbanan stated that that is the reason why Shimon can't sell it, so it shouldn't make a difference if it's spoiling based on Kedechis Reinan or Yesi Mechedechis Reinan, as in all cases we have to be choshish that maybe the produce is already Chuma and you're selling it to the Zar, and potentially the Zar could be eating Chuma Be'isar. And the Gemara continues, at Rav Kana Milei Mepligi, do we say that Rav Yechon is being chalik on Rav Kana? As Rav Kana explained that the reason why the Tanakam hold that you can't sell this produce is because Adam Reitz of Kavshala Yosim Tisha Kavim Shechaberi, and Lechari, you see from Rav Kana that Rav Kana's share is 1-9. Even if a person will only be able to keep 10% of his own tefuah, then Lechari should not be able to sell the rest of the tefuah. And Lechari, Rav Yechon is telling us that even if a person will have a loss that's greater than 2.5%, even the Rabbanan agree that Reuven would rather that you sell it, and Lechari, it goes against the svara about the Reitz of Kavshala Yosim Tisha Kavim Shechaberi. Gemara answers, Ki Kam Rav Kana Bechdei Chesrein Kama. Even though Rav Kana used that lashon, he really meant to say that if it's a case where it's bechadei chesreinon, then the Rabbanan would not allow you to sell the produce. And the Gemara asked, but lemaisa Rav Kana's lashon was havar reitz bekavshalay mitisha kavim shechaveir kama, as we explained. And the Gemara explains guzma ba'alma that inachinami Rav Kana just used that as a guzma, but inachinami the actual amount Rav Kana says that a person would rather have and the owner would not want you to sell is only if the produce is spoiling based on the standard rate of spoilage. However, once it's going to be more than the rate of spoilage, then certainly the owner would rather that you sell it and he shouldn't have a major loss of money. And as Rashi says, guzma sfas yasa, that's just an exaggeration. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask you a question on this dinner of Bechon, that the Brisa stated, l'fikach bal bayis isay sin chumo maisa malka macha. And the Gemara asks, v'leichesh duma havel yaisa b'chleichas reinan, v'zibninu v'ka'achot tfalim. L'chayr, how could the Brisa state that since generally Shimon can go and sell these pears, therefore Reuven, who was the original bal bayis, could go and use these pears in order to be misakin his pears down in his home and make these pears down in Shimon's house as chumas and maises. We should be chayshish that although generally Shimon will definitely not sell these pears, but there are cases where Shimon could go and sell these pears. And for example, as Rabbi Yechon taught us, if these pears start spoiling at a rate which is more than kedeches reinan, then Shimon should go and sell these pears. And if so, at the time that Reuven made these pears into chuma, potentially they were already sold and they didn't belong to him any longer, and therefore the pears that are in his home are still tevel, and he's going to eat tevel. And l'chayr, how could the Gemara say, therefore l'chatchila, Reuven can go and be misakin his pears in his home based on the pears that are in the rishus of Shimon? And the Gemara answers, yes, midchei chesreinon lo shchiach, that since it's not shchiach, that pears will rot more than kedei chesreinon, therefore the Brisa states that Reuven can rely on that, and he could rely that the pears are still be'en, and they weren't sold, and therefore he could go and be misakin his pears in his home, and he could rely on the pears that are in Shimon's home. And the Gemara continues, v'im mishtachim, we just stated that according to Rabbi Yechon, if we find that these pears lost more than kedeches reinon, then Shimon should sell these pears in Beis Din. Well, the chayram is vaninalu. How can you say that you could go and sell them? V'leichas Shem Hashem Bal Bayis Chuma Meisel Malkamacher, that we should be choishes that maybe Reuven already went and made these pears into chumas and meises, and therefore when you're selling them, Shimon will be actually selling pears of chuma to a zar, and potentially the zar will be eating chuma be'issa. And the Gemara answers that in a chenami, according to Rabbi Yechon, once you have pears that lose the value that are yosim mechdei chesreinon, then ki mezvina nami l'kehana b'dmei chuma mezvina lu, that when you sell them, you actually have to sell them to kanim based on the value of chuma. And we know that when someone sells chuma, they're going to be a much less value than standard Peiros of Chulin, because the only one that could eat Peiros of Truma are Kehanim. And of course, many Kehanim could get Truma for free, and therefore the market price of Truma was very inexpensive. And as Rashi says, B'dvei Truma B'zoil, She'ein Alea Kaifsin L'Kleisa, She'ein Necheles El Kehanim, V'tzricha Shima B'tayra. The Gemara continues that now that according to Rabbi Yechon, we stated that once you sell it, when it already loses the amount that's Yesu Mechdei Chesreinan, that you sell it to Kehanim, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak Nami, that's Vinu L'Kehanim B'dvei Truma. Why did the Gemara say that Rabbi Yechon is certainly arguing Rav Nachman Yitzchak, if L'Kehira, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Nami, that's Vinu L'Kehanim B'dvei Truma, that L'Kehira Rav Nachman Yitzchak should also agree to Rabbi Yechon, that in a case where the Peiros were rotting at a rate of Yesu Mechdei Chesreinan, they should be able to go and sell it to Kehanim based on the value of Truma, and Shimon should be able to sell these Peiros based on the market price of Truma, which is of course much less expensive. And the Gemara explains, B'ha Pligi, this is the basis of Machlekes between Rav Baba Chanan and Neymar Bechon and Rav Nachman Yitzchak, as Rav Baba Chanan Sava, as Rav Baba Chanan and Rav Bechon hold, Yesu Mechdei Chesreinan Leishchiach Midi, it's not normal for Peiros to get ruined at a rate that is more than the standard rate of ruinage. And when Peiros rate at that rate of return, and if it does occur, then the rate of spoilage will not happen very quickly, and it will happen after a long period of time. Therefore, there's a lot of time between the time when Reuven gave these Peiros to Shimon and when these Peiros actually rotted Yesu Mechdei Chesreinan. Generally, when a Baal Bayis will actually rely on the Peiros that are in Shimon's house, he will only rely on making sure that the Peiros in his home are no longer Tevel and go and use those Peiros that are in Shimon's house for Trumas and Mises only immediately after he gave it to Reuven, and only very quickly after that point. Therefore, Rabbi Bachana and Rabbi Yechon hold the Avalu Baal Bayis Truma Maisa Mokam Acher, if it actually would occur that Reuven will rely on these Peiros in order to be misakin the Peiros that he has in his home and make them into Truma, he certainly would have done so well before the Peiros that are in Shimon's house already became wronged to the share of Yesu Mechdei Chesreinan, and therefore Hilkach, so Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Bachana hold Ki Havalu Yesu Mechdei Chesreinan, when Shimon sees that his Peiros were already ruined to the share of Yesu Mechdei Chesreinan, Nizvinu L'Kanam B'dmei Truma, he has to be choshesh that maybe these Peiros are already Truma, and therefore Shimon should make sure to sell these Peiros to Kehanim based on the market price that you could get for Truma. However, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Sava, Yesu Mechdei Chesreinan Mishkach Shchiach, that Rav Nachman Yitzchak hold that it is normal for Peiros to get ruined at a rate that's higher than the standard ratio, and V'chi Havalu La'altahu D'Havalu, and when this occurs, then it's based on these Peiros not being such good quality Peiros, and therefore it happens immediately. The Amr is Vinu, and if we would say that we allow you to go and sell them, Zimna the Kadum Mazvinu, sometimes you'll go and you'll sell them very quickly. Even though it's true that the only time that Reuven will use these Peiros that are by Shimon in order to be misakin the Peiros that are in his home, he will only do so in a time frame that's in close proximity to the time that he gave these Peiros to Shimon to watch. However, Lamaisa, these Peiros would have become ruined very quickly and even prior to that period of time, and therefore, at the point that Reuven tries to use these Peiros that are in Shimon's house in order to be misakin his Peiros that are in his home, he won't realize that these Peiros were already sold by Shimon. Therefore, of course, Reuven's Hafrashas Truma was not a valid Hafrashas Truma, and the Peiros that are in his home are still Tevel, and therefore it'll come out that Reuven ate Tevel, and of course is an Issa D'Raisa and an Issa Misibdei Shemayim to eat Tevel. And of course, this explanation that the Gemara gives according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak also explains why Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained that the Tanna Kamma holds in our Mishnah that in a case where the Peiros are being ruined at the standard rate and the standard ratio that Peiros get ruined, not only can't you sell them for the standard market price, but you also can't sell them to Kehanim for a less expensive price and based on the market price that Truma is sold to Kehanim. The Gemara continues, Meisvei, I'll ask you another question from a Braisa, and this question will once again be on Rabbi Yechon, as Rabbi Yechon stated that once you have Peiros that are ruined, Yosef Mechdei Chesreinan, then even the Tanna Kamma agrees that you could go and sell them. And the Braisa states, Hamafka Peiros Itzach Aveiro Ve'akivai, proving the positive Peiros by Shimon in order for Shimon to watch it, and the Peiros started getting ruined and started rotting, and Yayin V'Hichmetz, or he gave him wine to watch, and they became vinegar, or Shem V'Hivish, or he gave him oil, and it spoiled, or Dvash V'Hidvish, or he gave him honey, and it became sour. Harez Eloigben, the din is that Shimon cannot go and sell them, and you can't touch them, Divra Meya, which is, of course, similar to the Shita of Tanna Kamma in our Mishnah. The Shoyim should go and make sure to fix the problem, and you should sell them in Bezin. And of course, this is similar to the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel on Mishnah. Raisa continues with Kushu Meichon, and when he sells it, that he has to sell it to other people, he himself shouldn't be the buyer, as then people could be choshish that maybe he sold to himself at a price that was better than the standard market price, and maybe he was trying to cheat Reuven. Similarly, gabit tzedakah b'zman she'ein le'manin l'chalik, if the gabit tzedakah has many copper coins, which were cheaper coins, and also they could get ruined very quickly, so if he had excess funds and he doesn't have any aniyim to go and distribute to, part l'chem v'ein part l'atzman, then if you want to change the copper coins into silver coins in order to have less coins, the gabbai should only exchange it with other people, and he shouldn't exchange it for his own money. Once again, people may be choshish that he actually changed them based on a lower price, and he didn't pay the proper price of the tzedakah. And similarly, gabbai tamchoy, the gabbai that used to give out actual food product to aniyim, bizman she'in l'aniyim l'chalik, at a time when they don't have aniyim to distribute the food to, and the food will spoil, he should sell it to others, but he shouldn't buy it for himself, as once again, we don't want people to be choshish that maybe he didn't pay the proper price for this food, paid a cheaper price than the proper market price. And the Gemara continues and asks a question, Rabbi Yechon, Tani mi is peiros ve'rkivoi. This brisa spoke about peiros that became rotten and started to rot. My lava filu yeser mechlei chesreinon, and it's mashman or a mea holds that even if it would be yeser mechlei chesreinon, the din is that you can't sell these peiros. Therefore, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Yechon said that everyone will agree if the peiros rot at a shear and at a rate of yeser mechlei chesreinon, then all agree that you could go and sell these peiros. And we see the Shita Rameya who disagrees, and the Gemara answers loy b'chdei chesreinon, that in chnami even Rameya only stated his Shita when it was rotting in the ratio that's b'chdei chesreinon. But if it would be yes b'chdei chesreinon, then certainly even Rameya would agree that Shimon could sell these peiros. And the Gemara asks by yayin v'hichpes shem v'hivish dvash v'hivish the yes b'chdei chesreinon, you know, the lochayer by yayin that became vinegar or shemen that became spoiled or dvash that became spoiled where it's more than the chdei chesreinon, as at this point it's not considered wine anymore and it's not considered oil and it's not considered honey. Therefore, certainly this is a case of yesim and chedei chesreinon. And even so, Rabbi Meir said that you can't sell the yayin shemen and dvash. And the Gemara answers, shani hani kivin the kum in the chenami. Although you may be right that it's considered yesim and chedei chesreinon, however, even Rabbi Yechon only stated that you should go and sell these peiros because by selling these peiros, you're helping the owner as you're saving him from further loss. But since when yayin becomes vinegar or shemen spoils or dvash spoils, it doesn't get worse than that. So therefore, by selling it, you're actually not being misakin anything for the balabayas, and there's no reason to go and sell it at this point. Therefore, even Rabbi Yechon would agree that even though it's a case of Yesh B'chei Kisraynon, according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, and according to Rabbi Meir of our Braisa, that you wouldn't be able to go and sell these items. And Ayin Rashi in the Baron Amid, Kivin the Kamkam, Achisha Amdu B'Kulkulam, Harikva Amdu V'lo Yiskalkulam E'ata Yaisa, Avashah Peris, Hochul Makivin Tamid. The Gemara continues and asks a question on the Braisa, that Bishlemer, that the Rabbanon said that when you have peers that get ruined, you should go and sell them. And similarly, when you have yayin that became vinegar, you should go and sell it, as vinegar certainly has a value. But shem v'hivish and dvash v'hivish l'may chazu, how could Rabbanon say that you should go and sell it? Why would someone want to buy oil or dvash that became spoiled? And what use is there for those items? And we continue on daf lam chesam abeis, and the Gemara answers shem and chazu l'gildoi, dvash l'katisha d'gamli. Leather tanners would use spoiled oil to rub onto leather and to make them softer. And spoiled honey also had a use, as people would use it as a balm to rub onto a wound that developed on a camel, and as Rashi said, the Ketisha de Gamlo, the Ketisha she'ala gamol, she'gabe kotosh u'mesukav machmas masoi, when a camel's back gets scratched based on the packages that he would carry. And the Gemara continues, v'cham ra'imim oislam takono meichun bezin, the Cham say that we make a takona for the owner, and we go and sell these items in Bezin. And the Gemara answers, my takanta of lu, l'chira, if these items won't get spoiled any further, so what is the major takona if l'chira just leave them there, and when the owner comes back, he'll be able to take these items, and for example, he'll take the shemen and he'll sell it to a tanner, or he'll sell the davash to someone that needs it for his gamal. And the Gemara answers, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi explains, l'kankanim, that in the chenami, there is a tikkun that's happening over here. If you would leave the shemen or the davash in their barrel or in their containers, then those containers would get ruined, and therefore the Chacham say that Shimon should go and sell the shemen and the davash together with its containers, and this way the containers will be saved and the containers won't be ruined. The Gemara continues, b'maikamifikli, so what is the basis for the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chacham in the Braisa? And as Rashi explains, b'maikamifikli Rav Meir Rabbanon, me'ach shemid Rav Meir b'yesem b'chei chesreinon, after Rav Meir was already moida b'yesem b'chei chesreinon, so what is the basis for the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, if the Chacham only saying that you should sell it only to save the kankanim, as otherwise no real purpose in selling it, since it won't get ruined further? And the Gemara explains, b'masav l'hefsem ruba chashu, l'hefsem ruba l'chashu, Rav Meir holds that we're only chashish for hefsem ruba, and therefore we're only going to sell it where it's going to get ruined even further, and it's going to be yesem b'chei chesreinon. However, if it's only going to be a small hefsed and the barrels are the only thing that will get ruined, then we don't allow you to go sell it. And the Rabbanon in this b'risa hold that we even chayshish for a hefsemuit, and even though the only thing that will be ruined and the only thing that will be lost to Reuven, only the minimal loss of Paris when it's being ruined b'chdei chesaron by the case of Paris and the kilka kankan the yain v'chmetz, also the barrel or container that's holding the wine that became vinegar or the shemen or the dvash that became ruined, and even so the Rabbanon say that we allow Shimon to go and sell these items. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah where we saw machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the Tanakam stated that mafka peiris it's chaver afilo hein avudin lo yigaben, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel imem meichum fnei bezin pleishu kameishav avidu lebaylim. Either Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that you must sell them in front of bezin because it's kameishav avidu lebaylim, or you have an option of selling them in bezin because it's kameishav avidu. And the Gemara begins with the psak itma we learned Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yaakov Am Rabbi Yechon halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yaakov said in Rabbi Yechon the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and you should sell these items. Rava Am Rabbi Nachman halacha Yidvei Chachamim, and Rava holds like the Chachamim that you shouldn't sell these items. And the Gemara asks, why is it Rabbi Yaakov Yaakov said in Rabbi Yechon halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Am Rabbi Yechon chadazimna? Rabbi Yechon already said this as a general rule that the halacha always follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Am Rabbi Bchana Rabbi Yechon kol makom shishan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mishasenu. Any time that we find Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah halacha kameisa, the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Aside from the Mishnah Masechtas Get Pashup in the Gei and Arev, aside from the Din bin the Gei, the case that happened in Sidon bin the Gei Get, and aside for the second case of Raya, which we find in Masechtas Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Aleph, and as Rashi brings, Hinechlu b'shnei machlekes b'mevi shtar Raya listas adin b'yishrein halacha k'maisai. Although the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but the Gei the first in v'achreina in halacha k'maisai, and the second halacha, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but the Maisa we see a general rule from Rabbi Yechon. And why would it be that Rabbi Abba Yaakov had to say in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? And the Gemara answers, Amaro Nino Valib Rabbi Yechon, Enoch and Amri Abba Bechan said a klal in the name of Rabbi Yechon, that Kol Mokhmi Shon Shon Rabbi Gamliel, Bishon Sein, Halacha Kamaisi, Chutz Me'or, Vitzin Raya Achreino. However, Rabbi Abba Yaakov did not hold in this klal, and that's why he said over the name of Rabbi Yechon, that Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in our case. The Gemara continues, and wants to be Madama Milsa La Milsa, and the Gemara wants to say, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nishma, the Marid and Karl Nishay Shavoy, based on the fact that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that we will go and sell the item that is losing value. So therefore, we would see that if Reuven gets captured and now his nechassim are sitting abandoned, that we'll actually put in his yarshim into those nechassim in order that he should make sure that he doesn't have a loss and they should take care of his properties. And Rashi points out when the Gemara said that Marid and Karv b'nechsei shavoy, that specifically talk about a Karv haroy liyirish, because he will take care of the property properly, and b'nechsei shavoy l'kakoy shavoy la'ovdil l'shamrei ad shiyavay abaylim. And the Gemara is bothered that Lachayr is Machlekes Amrayim, and how can you say it's Machlekes Amrayim if it seems that this is Gufa the Machlekes between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon? And as the Gemara continues, Rabbanon Nishma, and from the Din Rabbanon that they said they should not go and sell the property of your friend, even though it's losing value, that we see the Emorid and Karvel Nichse Shavui, and the Gemara asks, who am I? How do you know that one Machlekes is taller than the other? Dilma Adkam Lekam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Hacha, that maybe the only time Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that you go and sell the item and you make sure that you don't have a loss is only in our case. El Mishum to Kal Yakana is because he was losing his principal and it was diminishing in value. Aval Hasam Hachinami de Emeridin, but over there, Bidigaya Kaka, where the Kaka will retain in value, however, he just won't be gaining money. Maybe over there, even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would agree that Emeridin Karl Nichse Shavoy, as Rashi says, Avakabakari Kuris, Vikramim, Apal Pisha Miskalka, Success, even though certainly there will be some loss, like Kal Yakana, however, the Shavoy won't lose his entire principle. Similarly, Va'ad Kan Lo Yikamer Rabbanon Hacha, and maybe Rabbanon said over here that you can't sell the produce, Ela Yikarav Kana, Yikarav Nachman Yitzchak, as it was a Svar Rav Kana, that Adam Reitz V'Kav Shalai Yais Mitisha Kam Shachaveri, and there's also a Svar Rav Nachman that we have to be Choshish, that maybe the Bailim made these items into Truma and Maisa, and then if you're going to sell them, you sell them to the Tzar, and the Tzar will be eating Truma and Maisa Shalai Kedin. However, Aval Hasam B'Medgeir in the Chasam of Shavoy, Hachinami D'Meridin, maybe over there, certainly we would say that we would place a karav into the assets of the shavui in order to preserve their karen, in order to make sure that they don't lose money. And basically, the Gemara's teretz is that you can't compare one din to another, and the din of Marid and Karav Nichsei Shavui has nothing to do with the din of our Mishnah. And therefore, the Gemara asks, Lameimer to trade taimin anew, are you telling me that the taimin for both of these pshatim and both of these dinim are different, and therefore they're not totally one and the other? But we know Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that Allah follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of the Mishnah, the Amma Shmuel, and Shmuel also says, Marid and Karl and Nichse Shavui, and Lab Mishun, and Chatayimu, and Lacher Torah, it seems, it's because it's based on the same reasoning, and therefore he's able to paskin like both reasons, and he's paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and therefore he's forced to paskin Marin and Karl and Shavui. And the Gemara answers, Loi Trei Time, you know, that really there's two reasonings. Even though Shmuel paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, it would be possible for Shmuel to paskin a Marin and Karl and Shavui, but it so happens to be that Shmuel also paskins Marin and Karl and Shavui, but one time is not totally in the other. And the Gemara brings a raya, Hachin Ami Mistavro, and I'll bring a raya, it is true, the Amram Nachman, because Rava says the name of Amram Nachman, Halach Kedavir Chachamim, and they pass like the Chachamim on Mishnah, and even so, Amram Nachman, Marid and Karl, Nechse Shavui, El Shmaminah, Trey Taimin and Ushmaminah, and therefore you see that they're not Mittel Tully in each other, and each Machlaikis is a standalone Machlaikis, and it's possible to pass like Rabbanon, Benegea Mishnah, and even so, one can pass in that Marid and Karl, Nechse Shavui, and the Gemara now continues and discusses this Machlaikis of Marid and Karl, Nechse Shavui or not, as Itman we learned, Shavui Shinishba, if someone was captured, Rav Amma Imarid and Karl in the Chasov, Rav holds that we can't place a Karav in the Chasov, and Shmuel Amma Imarid and Karl in the Chasov, that Shmuel says that you can't be married a Karav into his Chasov, and the Gemara explains, B'Shashamim B'Shameis, Kulam Loi Pligid Imarid, if there's a rumor that Reuven died while he was in captivity, then all agree that Imarid and Karl in the Chasov, Ki Pligid B'Shashamim B'Shameis, and the only Machlekes is, we don't have a rumor that he died, as Rav Amma Imarid and Dilma Mafslu, Rav says that we don't place a Karav into his nechasim, as potentially, even though he's a relative, but ultimately he's not secure that he's going to keep the sada, and therefore he won't be so careful with the sada. And for example, he won't let it lie fallow that much, and he'll work it until the point that he ruins the actual kaka. And Shmuel Amar Meridin, and Shmuel says that we still are Meridin Karav nechasim, as Kivin the Amar Mash Shemino Lukaris Loi Maslu, as since the din is that once you put a Karav into his nechasim, that even if the owner comes back, the Karav would still have a right to get profits and be compensated just like he was an Aris, and he will get either a third or a quarter or 50% of the profit, and therefore the Aris is incentivized to make sure that he uses the kaka properly and he gets the best use out of property and he won't ruin the property. And Rashi says that the svar of Rav is that mafsidlu v'leizavla kakois, and he won't fertilize the property properly, v'yizraim tamid v'yachishem, and he'll continuously plant them and he won't let them lie fallow, and therefore the kaka will get ruined, as we explained. The Gemara continues, meis v'aleisio question, that the Pasuk says in Pasha Mishpatim, V'chor api v'rakti eschem b'chorav v'hoyin l'sheichem almanis u'b'neichem yisaymim. And the Brisa teaches us, Rabbi Leza teaches us, Mimashu shenema v'chor api v'rakti eschem, by the fact that Terry already said, I'll be angry at you and I will kill you, yoydei anish and l'sheichem almanis u'b'neichem yisaymim, so certainly your wives will be almanis and your children will be orphans. Elamatam alev v'hoyin l'sheichem almanis u'b'neichem yisaymim. So why did Terry have to continue and tell us, v'hoyin l'sheichem almanis u'b'neichem yisaymim, m'lamin shenishisayim v'vakshis l'nosev son, that there will be a situation where your wives will be agunais, as they'll want to get married, and the Rabbanu will not let them get married, and they won't have edim that you died, and the children will want to go and work with the fields of their father and be yerush their fields, and the Rabbanu won't let them do so, as l'maisa they don't have edim and they don't have any kol that the father died. And as Rashi says, because Reuven will be captured, and they won't know if he's alive or dead, and shall be an almana forever, and these are two klalis, achas shel cherev, the achas shel shavi, shma minah, emeridin, and l'chari, you see from here, that emeridin l'nchasav, and l'chari, we have a raya from this braisa against Shmuel, and the Gemara answers, amrava, leiriv l'imka t'nan, that in a chanami, in this braisa, when we said that we're not going to allow the yisayim to go into the field, it doesn't mean that they can't go into the field and work the field, as certainly they can do so. However, it means that you won't allow them to go into the field and sell the field. And the Gemara continues, there was a story in Adar, and Rav Sheshes was Pesha to Shaila from this Braisa, and he yelled that the children could not go into the field in order to work the field, and he paskin the Emer reading Yisrael Nichse Aviv. And the Gemara tells us, Omler of Amram, so Amram responded back to Rav Sheshes, Dilma Leir of Limkatan, maybe when the Braisa stated that the children can't go into the field, it doesn't mean that they can't go and use the field, it just means that they can't go and sell the field. The Gemara tells us that Omer Leir of Sheshes said to Rav Amram, Dilma Mepapadisa Atim, Ailina Pila, Bekupa de Machta, that it seems that you're from Pupadisa, as you're able to push a large elephant into the hole of a needle. And as Rashi says, Umishani Shinuna Dechiko, Kemabakish Lahakhlis Pil, Shuchai Gedela, Benekev Machat. And Rav Sheshes brings a raya against Rav Amram, which would also be a great raya against Rava, as Vahadumi Lishisim, Ubinem Tadi, that Lamaisa the Brisa compared the case of of his wives to the case of the children, and ma'hasim klaloi, and just like Reuven's wives would not be able to get married at all, therefore af hachinami klaloi. So when the Brisa speaks about Bineim and tells us that the children will not be able to go into the field, it means that they won't be able to go into the field at all. Not only can't they sell the field, but they also can't go and plant the field. And lefizeh, even though Rav and Rav Amram passing like Shmuel that Marid and Yisraimel and Nechsei Aviv, however Rav Sheshi is passing like Rav that Marid and Yisraimel and Nechsei Aviv, and we will stop over here.